You worked your tail into the ground on your final paper for a class. You're certain it's worthy of an A, so you can't believe your eyes when it comes back a C, dashing your hopes of getting into grad school. Or you finally get the car you've always wanted, only to be surprised 2 days later by an 8-inch scratch down the side, courtesy of a lazy, sloppy Parker. Maybe examples like these make you mad, but they're just things you've learned to accept. They're simply part of life. That's just the way the world works, right? But some other things aren't quite so easy to accept. Things that involve injustice beyond what you could ever have imagined. Deception, manipulation, betrayal. Recently, I talked to a friend who had been a faithful pastor for more than 2 decades. After raising 4 kids with his wife of almost 30 years, he came home one day to the shock of his life. His wife had decided she didn't want to be married anymore. An old high school flame had contacted her on Facebook. One thing led to another, and she had rekindled her relationship with the man God had intended for her to marry in the first place. After she left my friend, the elders at his church started talking. They agreed that in the wake of a scandal like that, he wasn't fit to lead the church. He could resign or be terminated. His choice. This poor, battered man sat in my office recounting his losses, and we cried together. He said, "I know God doesn't owe me anything, but now I have nothing. After serving him my entire adult life, how could he allow me to end up divorced and unemployed? It's just so unfair." I couldn't disagree. Where was the God he had served for all those years? Where is God when someone steals from your business, but then, when they get caught, they declare bankruptcy so you'll never get back the money they took? Or what do you say to the wife from your small group at church who loses her husband, a loving, devoted, hardworking guy everyone liked, to a heart attack at age 35? Especially when you think about how many arrogant, mean-spirited people you know who remain healthy and continue to live a long life. Or what about when someone you loved and trusted for years betrays you? Everyone else thinks she's a strong Christian, which baffles you, because you can't understand how a decent person, much less a follower of Christ, would ever spread gossip about you based on what you confided to her as a prayer request. Maybe you've tasted the bitterness of injustice firsthand. You did everything you could to raise your kids with love, gentle discipline, and the best you could provide, and yet they've crushed your heart. Even after you've given them your all, now they're addicted to drugs, stealing money from your dresser to get their next fix. All around you, your friends' children seem happy and successful, young professionals graduating from college, getting good jobs, going to church, getting married. Perhaps you've poured everything you can into your marriage, only to experience a betrayal so unexpected that it feels especially cruel. You thought you knew your spouse, but now this? After all you've been through together, someone at work just had more to offer them? Seriously? You're devastated, broken, and alone. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Sooner or later, we all experience the cruel blows of life. We get kicked in the gut or sucker punched on the chin. Our souls are left to bleed out on the floor. Sure, you pray. You try to forgive. You read your Bible. You lean on the strong shoulders of your Christian friends and family.